Searchlights pointing skywards move around three-dimensional gold letters and numbers raised on a pedestal. 20th Century Fox. The screen fades to black. White letters on a black background. Hot Shots, starring Charlie Sheen, Cary Elwes, Valeria Galino, John Cryer, Kevin Dunn, William O'Leary, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., Kirsty Swanson, Bruce A. Young, Heidi Swedberg, with Bill Irwin and Lloyd Bridges. Smoke veils a Northrop F-5 Freedom Fighter jet as it taxis along the deck of an aircraft carrier. Pilots and crew check out more F-5 Freedom Fighters as they prepare for takeoff. Two men wearing red helmets, red jackets, green trousers and boots walk towards each other with bulbous bombs on their shoulders. They bump into each other. Casting by Molly Flynn. Costume designer Mary Mallin. Music by Sylvester Leve. Edited by Jane Curzon, ACE. And Eric Sears, ACE. Flames shoot out of a jet's afterburner. A pilot toasts a sausage on a fork, stuffs it in a bun, and sits down to a slap-up meal. A group of crew members play American football. The ball's passed back from a scrimmage. The ball's thrown.
Yes! No!
Running for the ball, a crewman falls overboard. A jet parks in line. Production designer William A. Elliott. Director of photography Bill Butler, ASC. Executive producer Pat Proft. A man holds out white paddles to direct the aircraft, then does a balletic turn. Steam obscures the view of a crewman who's trying to direct a jet into place. The steam's pouring out of a kettle on a stove. Written by Jim Abrahams and Pat Proft. Produced by Bill Badalato. Directed by Jim Abrahams. A pilot's given the okay, and his jet thrusts forwards. A man in green is using a leaf blower to clear leaves from the flight deck. The jet takes off, leaving a shimmering heat haze in its wake. Flemna Air Force Base, 20 years ago. A flock of Canada geese meander across a dappled sky as the jet approaches.
Look out!
The jet shoots past. The jet flips upside down and loads of junk falls into the canopy.
All right, Buzz, that's enough of that.
In the rear seat is Mailman. Buzz rights the jet, then barrel rolls it.
What did I just say? That is a good way to lose an eye, my friend. Hold it. We've got company at 2 o'clock.
I got him, Mailman. Hang on!
Here we go!
He pushes a lever and the jet shoots forwards.
Buzz, what is going on up there?
Just moving a roadhog.
Buzz flashes side lights and passes another jet.
Knock it off! What kind of stunt was that?
Just seeing what this baby can do.
Buzz flies low over mountains.
This bag of bones isn't rated past Mach 2!
The jet shoots up.
Mach 1!
The G-forces, Buzz! The G-forces!
Mach 2! Gotta push the envelope!
Mach 3! Buzz! We're tearing apart!
The jet plummets.
I'm losing control. Eject, Mailman! Hit the silk!
Buzz ejects. Mailman's stuck.
I can't get out! What are you doing? Buzz! Get back here!
Okay, a bit of tougher scrapes than this.
Trees.
There's the ground, it looks hard. Okay, trees, I gotta get out. Oh, oh, the mahogany! Ow, ow, squirrel's nest! Burr, burr, ow, ow, pine, ow, on the ground, oh yeah!
Mailman crashes in a forest.
Oh, I made it. I made it. There is a god. Hello?
He's ejected out of the cockpit, up through pine trees.
Ow.
He lands in dense foliage. Later, he comes to.
Oh, you're French, aren't you? Hello, oh, yeah, that's just like that.
He straightens up. His mask is covered in mud, making it look like a big nose, and he's got branches stuck to his head that look like antlers. A sign on a tree reads, "Deer hunting season starts today at noon." Seeing the sign, Mailman's eyes widen.
Hey, look, there's one!
Uh-oh.
A handsome, dark-haired young man awakes sweltering from a dream. A caption, present day. A herd of buffalo canter across scrubland. A lieutenant commander drives a Willis Jeep onto an Indian reservation and parks beside a teepee. A grey wolf lollops towards the stout officer as he gets out of the Jeep. The commander looks at a piece of paper and walks towards the tall, light beige teepee. An animal's skin is draped over the doorway. The officer presses a button just above it. He turns to see the wolf standing by his jeep. The front tire's soaking wet. The commander winces, then turns to the teepee. The young man, wearing a colourless shirt, beige trousers with braces and beads around his neck, emerges.
Tapper Harley?
He folds his arms.
Once, perhaps. Now I am called Tuca Chinchilla.
What does it mean?
Fluffy bunny feet.
He's wearing pink bunny slippers.
That's very nice. I'm Lieutenant Commander James Block. I knew your father, Buzz. Until this incident, he was the greatest pilot who ever lived.
Topper frowns with narrowed eyes.
We need to talk.
Topper leads Commander Block, who's removed his cap, into the teepee, where a stern-faced American Indian with long grey hair is sitting. Block nods to him, looks up, then goes to sit down.
The Navy wants...
Block picks up a tiny chihuahua and pats its head. Topper turns and sits opposite.
The Navy wants you back, Harley.
They threw me out. Why should I go back? I came here to get away from the Navy. Away from flying.
Eyeing Block cagily, Topper offers him a long pipe with an orange balloon tied on the end. Block puts the pipe to his lips, turns a key on the side, and inhales. He then removes the pipe from his lips and offers it back to Topper.
The Navy is embarking on a top-secret mission codenamed Sleepy Weasel. I'm giving you a second chance, something your father never had. You're the best of the best, Topper.
Topper draws on the pipe.
Lead me to speak with the Old One. He is wise in the ways of such things.
The Indian sits motionless as Topper gives the pipe back to Block.
The Navy really needs you. Great helium.
Block stumbles outside. Topper looks at the Indian.
Owatana.
He doesn't look at Topper.
Owatana.
He looks up and pulls off a pair of personal stereo headphones. Subtitles. What is it, Fluffy?
Nakomas. Shakopee.
They want me to fly in a great battle. What should I do? We knew this day would come. Dances with Bikers got this for you. Owatana gets a leather biker's jacket from beside him and gives it to Topper.
Nakoma, Orono.
Cool, Owatana replies. While you're out, pick up some AA batteries. He puts his headphones back on. Later on a motorcycle, Topper rides past a sign reading, Dudley Naval Air Station. 10 miles.
Every night I hope and pray, dream of a come my way.
Topper stops beside a fenced off field where a young woman is riding a powerful dappled white stallion. Topper watches her admiringly.
Because I want a girl to call.
The horse rears up on its hind legs and the young woman rides it. Topper pulls a wheelie and rides along. Wearing dark sunglasses, Topper looks at the woman with a confident smile. The woman lets the horse down, and it trots along the dusty ground. She climbs up and stands on the saddle. Topper does the same on his motorbike. He flings his arms up and dances. Smiling, Topper hand jives and does high kicks, then drops into the saddle. He skids to a stop and watches the ponytailed woman who leaps up and grabs onto a branch jutting out of the side of a gnarled old tree. She kicks her legs up and spins round and round, then changes direction and leaps to another branch. Topper stares captivated as she swings back and forth effortlessly, then somersaults back into the saddle. Topper stares agog as the woman jumps the horse over a fence. He shakes his head. Topper rolls up to the entrance to Dudley Naval Air Station. He stops at a barrier where there's an auto toll of 35 cents. He throws coins into it. The barrier rises and Topper drives in. He tears along a road with a sign reading, speed bumps ahead, and speed limit 15. A jet passes. Topper hits the speed bumps and jiggles around like a bucking bronco. A number of military personnel are standing to attention by a transport plane. A side door opens, but the steps haven't been wheeled over. An admiral stands at the open hatch. The admiral salutes Commander Block, who's with the men, then steps away. The Admiral falls flat on his face. Block withers, then goes to him.
Admiral, good to see you again, sir. It's been too long.
And so it has, yes, yes.
How are you, sir?
Why? I'm in Hawaii. God damn it, Bill. I'm supposed to be in California.
No, no, sir. This is California.
Well, gotta run. Good luck.
But, sir, this is your command. Sleepy Weasel has been on the drawing board for 10 months. The president handpicked you.
Yeah, damn right he did. No stopping us now, Ted.
Why don't I show you your offices and I can bring you up to date?
You've always been a fine soldier, Scott. Just lead the way. Oh, good God, I gotta pee. Had a better part of my bladder blown off the Guadalcanal.
Watch your step, sir. There's a lot of obstructions here on the tarmac.
The Admiral walked into a jet engine. Topper rides his motorbike through the base, past a couple of squads of men who are jogging along the road.
A lovely lady who is bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them have hair of gold.
Like their mother.
The youngest one.
In curls.
Here's the story
of a man named Brady.
In the barracks, a squad of muscular young men are walking around with towels around their waists. Holding a bag, Topper walks in grinning and shakes hands with the men.
Gentlemen, he's back. Bruno, how you been?
All right.
Jazz, the big guy.
All right, man, good to see you.
Scooter, how you doing?
Stop it, main man.
They knock heads.
Rabbi, mazel tov.
You should live and be well.
Topper frowns when he sees a brown-haired young man with a boyish face who's sitting on a bunk fumbling with some bottles on a bedside table. He opens a drawer and takes out a jar of pills. The label reads, "For treatment of walleye vision." Topper steps right up to the man.
Hey, buddy. Are you okay? You don't look so hot. You need some help?
I'm okay.
He squints at Topper.
You're Topper Harley, aren't you? I hear you've got chops the rest of us only dream of. Throwing you out was a bum rap. I'm Jim Pfaffenbach. Everybody calls me Washout.
He grabs at the air.
You're a pilot?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be flying with you.
Having located Topper's hand, Washout shakes it heartily. Topper smiles weakly and walks over to a guy who's sticking photos to his bunk. Topper looks at the pictures.
Cute.
The guy looks nervous.
I like to stay in shape. Thanks.
He's all at home?
Yeah. The dogs, wife, and kids. You got pictures of your family. I'd love to see them.
I am my family photo.
But everybody needs a family to love.
Oh, I can never find time for love. It's too heavy. It's an anchor that drowns a man. Besides, I got the sky, the smell of jet exhaust, my bike.
A loner?
No, I own it.
I can see I'm gonna have to work on you. Name's Pete Thompson, but everybody calls me Dead Meat.
Topper Harley.
Just a pleasure.
A surly-looking guy sneers at Topper from his bunk. The squad suddenly leap to their feet.
Attention on deck! Stand by!
Good morning, sir!
The sergeant strolls in.
I don't care how many missions you've flown! I don't care how good you think you are! You're nobody! Got it?
Yes, sir!
He pokes Jazz's chest.
I said attention! Now, didn't I make myself clear? Or don't you take orders? When I say attention, I mean attention!
Yes, sir!
Now!
Having leant right back, Jazz straightens up. The sergeant turns to a curvaceous woman in khaki trousers and a lacy bra.
You eyeballing me, mister?
No, sir!
Well, the next time I see that ugly face of yours, I want it clean-shaven. Suck in that chest!
She heaves up her ample cleavage. Next in line is Washout.
Pfaffenbach!
Washout's eyes widen and he blinks.
Who you looking at, boy?
No one, sir!
Oh, I'm some unworthy lowlife that's not good enough for you to talk to. Well, that attitude is short on collateral. This lowlife is God as far as you're concerned.
Hey, lighten up.
Sarge turns to Topper.
Got the kids some slack.
Who the hell are you talking to, son? Your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. Now you got 5 minutes to stow your gear. Get moving.
Topper turns to the surly-looking guy who's in uniform.
Yeah, I'm sure deep down he means well.
His hair slicked in a side parting, the guy faces Topper.
I hope you were paying attention.
I don't think we've met.
Kent Gregory. Excuse me if I don't shake the hand of a certain hotshot whose father caused the death of someone very special to me. Dominic Mailman Farnham?
You mean...
Yes. Dominic Farnham was my father. I was his love child.
It was a hunting accident.
Accident, my deep blue eyes. It was reckless, irresponsible flying, and you know it.
Washout looks queasy.
Are you okay?
This is an incredible coincidence. But the hunter who mistakenly killed your father,
Washout gets a photograph from a trunk.
It was Henry Pfaffenbach. My father.
In the picture, mailman's head's on the wall.
I feel terrible.
Isn't this Henry Alva Pfaffenbach? My mother was a Pfaffenbach.
Not Doreen Pfaffenbach? From Minnesota?
Yeah.
Then we're cousins. We used to spend our summers in Eagle River.
Eagle River?
I hope you can forgive me for this.
He gives the photo to Kent.
If it helps, I didn't have seconds. That's all right. It's not your fault. Anyone could have made that mistake. But him.
Topper.
He's the type of guy that could end up killing every man in this outfit.
Wait a minute. Why are you mad at me? He's the one who ate your father.
Washout holds his head.
Like father, like son. You've already been tossed out once.
Hold it, hold it.
Dead meat.
We can't fight among ourselves. We're all on the same team here. I want the two of you to shake hands.
Kent grips Topper's hand, crushing it. Steam rises from it.
There now.
Isn't that better?
Yeah.
Sure.
Kent releases Topper's hand.
There. We're friends again. Here. Have some of my lucky gum.
He holds it up.
Look, dead meat. We fly together, we sleep next to each other, but that's all. Don't get too close. Let me handle my own affairs.
He takes the gum and goes. Washout joins Dead Meat and they stare at Topper.
He's so complex.
Lieutenant Commander blocks with Admiral Benson in an office.
Every aerial photo and recon report indicate a defensive arsenal in the D and perhaps negative C categories. There's also a nest of anti-aircraft and Nagajina squadrons. They can send up an ACAC umbrella high enough to make any attack ineffective.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about, Phil. Not a goddamn clue. I have a shell the size of a fist in my head. Pork chop hill. The only way I can get this goddamn tube to stay on is by magnetizing the entire upper left quadrant of my skull, so you just go ahead and do what you do. You have any soup?
Of course, sir. I'll have the mess bring something right up.
I love soup. I mean, I think I love soup. Son of a bitch in shells, either soup or duck. Which one do you shoot?
Duck, sir.
Ducking Benson bangs his head.
Are you all right, sir?
Of course I'm all right. Why? What have you heard?
Blocks on the phone.
Nothing, sir. Yeah, send some soup up for the Admiral on the double.
Now, let's go over this slippery weevil one more time. I want to familiarize myself with it as much as I possibly can, so give it to me, Ben. Every word, every detail. Dot every comma.
In the grounds behind where Admiral Benson's sitting, a group of soldiers are dancing along like tiller girls. On a corridor, Topper, wearing a khaki uniform, is sitting browsing through a magazine, Psychology Today, the swimsuit edition. A bathing beauty is pictured on the front. A gloved workman wearing a suede belt crammed with tools and with reels of cable over his shoulder comes along and positions a stepladder between Topper and an office doorway. The workman dons goggles, climbs up the steps, and unscrews a light bulb from the ceiling. Topper spots an attractive, smartly dressed woman in the office and goes to the doorway for a closer look. It's the acrobatic horse rider. She's bending down by a filing cabinet, looking through some files.
Those are some long legs.
I just had them lengthened. Now they go all the way up.
Wow. Well, it's nice to see you again. I was really impressed the way you handled that stallion. You know, when I saw you dig your heels into his sides, tighten up the reins and break his spirit, I never wanted to be a horse so much in my life. Maybe after I finish off this shrink, we can head out for a quick canter in the meadow.
Lieutenant, I am the shrink.
You're the psychiatrist?
She goes to a desk.
That's what the diploma says.
I've never been to a psychiatrist before. You will be gentle.
He finds a chihuahua on his seat.
Lieutenant Harley, I've been ordered to review your records. You were discharged from the service 18 months ago for willful insubordination. You disobeyed a direct order and lost a $30 million fighter in the process.
Yes, I did. But I'm paying it off at $10 a week, and I wouldn't be doing that if I'd gotten that extra collision coverage.
Wasn't your father involved in a similar incident?
What do you mean?
Leland Bass Harley, 3 Purple Hearts, presidential commendation, then this incident, the Dominic Farnham death. 1971, his visa card was cancelled. 1975, a broken man suffocated while working the night shift in a photomat booth.
He snaps the arms of his chair.
Tell me how these events affected you.
Well, I don't think about it much. That was a long time ago. If you'll excuse me, I have some guns to grease.
She stamps his file.
Lieutenant, have you thought about seeing a psychiatrist on a regular basis?
Well, I thought you'd never ask.
I mean professionally.
Topper heads for the door but turns back.
Thanks, Doctor. Yeah, thanks for the advice.
Be careful out there, Lieutenant.
Don't worry, I can take care of myself.
No, you can't. You're going to get hurt.
I don't need your help. I don't need anybody's help. I'll be just fine.
He steps under bare wires that spark and make him glow like an X-ray. She goes to see him.
Are you okay?
With his hair smoking and sticking out like a big afro hairdo, he straightens up.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Sparks fly around Topper as he walks off.
Oh. Attention on deck!
The briefing room.
At ease, men.
The men assume heroic poses. Benson's wearing tight jodhpurs.
You seated?
The men sit down.
Many of you are wondering what's wrong with my pants. Well, they started running short of material right before they got to the knee. Now, I look out there at all of you wonderful guys, and I say to myself, what I wouldn't give to be 20 years younger and a woman.
Block glances at Benson.
You know, I've personally flown over 194 missions, and I was shot down every one. Come to think of it, I've never landed a plane in my life. Now, you men will be piloting the backbone of our proud American arsenal, the Oscar EW-5894 Phallus Tactical Fighter Bomber. Its lightweight swept wing design makes it extremely maneuverable and agile. Beneath its skin of 21st century composites is a highly advanced avionics and weapons package. Designed for speed and combat acrobatics, it features the latest Mrs. Halber's series 3800 radar jamming Framus.
The squadron fly up over mountains.
Admiral?
Nurse?
Gentlemen, the success of Sleepy Weasel depends on our ability to maneuver below enemy radar. I want to see a major display of low-level flying. Topper, Kent, you're up first. Show me what you can do.
Copy that, Pimple Fluffer Nutter.
Roger that, Millie Vanilli Chili Willy.
Kent, Gregory, and Topper Harley bank off.
Bring them down, boys. I want your bellies to scrape the sagebrush. Let's see who's the best. I'm heading for the canyon floor, sir.
Kent swoops his stubby gray jet low over scrubland.
I'm at 150 feet. I'm at 3rd and Main.
A policeman ducks as Topper flies his jet down a street. Bus passengers gawp as he swoops up over their heads and round a corner past a newsstand, sending papers flying.
Very pretty, but enough hot-dogging, Harley. Just checking the traffic.
Topper soars out of the city and back up next to Kent, who has the stars and stripes on his helmet.
Can I do, big fella?
Don't get me started, Harley.
All right, cut the chatter. Topper, that was vintage Buzz Harley. You and your dad are two of a kind, two of a kind, two of
your
a kind.
Your ego's writing checks your body can't cash.
Drifting into his thoughts, Topper breaks from the group.
Topper, what are you doing? Get back in formation.
He flies through a billboard with a smiling couple and the slogan, Smoke, nobody lives forever.
Topper, you weren't clear to detach.
Topper rejoins the group. Commander Block frowns.
What was that all about?
I thought I saw Elvis.
Let it go, Topper. The king is gone. Let's head for home.
The jets, which have the Lone Star insignia on their wings and fuselages, bank off and head back to base. A heat haze shimmers around them as they hit the runway. About to land, Washout falls off his mask.
Not again. I need a landing clearance for runway 30-something.
30-30-something's been cancelled. Core round to runway 29er.
Seeing double, Washout squeezes eye drops into his eyes.
Washout, what the hell are you doing? Pull it up!
Washout abruptly lands.
Washout. Where the hell are you? What is your location? You're off of radar. Repeat, you're off of radar. What
it's
is your location?
You want to
acknowledge,
be
acknowledge.
Washout's landed on the Las Vegas Strip. At the air station.
Going up?
Yes.
Wearing his green flight suit, Topper gets into an elevator with the psychiatrist. The doors close and she glances at the elevator buttons. Topper casts a friendly smile at her.
Can I press your button?
No, you've been slaving over hot psychotics all day. Let me get that.
As he reaches over, he sniffs her. She stares at him with sultry, twinkling eyes.
It is an interesting perfume.
It's Vicks. I have a cold.
Distracted, Topper nods.
Lieutenant, you're staring.
No, not really. I'm lost in your eyes. That is the whitest white part of the eye I've ever seen. Do you floss?
You're very confident, aren't you?
When you have 10,000 pounds of thrust at your command, you have to be.
Lieutenant, please, I'm talking to you as a psychiatrist.
She pushes him away.
I'm recommending that you be grounded.
You've got to be joking.
Look, if I were joking, I would have said, what do you do with an elephant with three balls?
Topper shrugs.
You walk him and pitch to the rhino.
He glances away.
You are serious.
It's the best thing for you and the mission.
The best would be if you'd stop trying to run my life. I'm a pilot. Nobody's gonna keep me out of the sky.
At a packed boxing arena.
Twelve rounds of boxing for the WBA, WBC, WPA, RSVP Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Lieutenant Commander Block, casually dressed and wearing shades, is sitting watching the boxing match. The Pope's in the ring. A grey-haired man sits next to Block.
Lieutenant Commander Block, we meet at last.
Wasn't this place a little public?
Oh, actually, a crowd offers remarkable anonymity. How are we doing at Dudley?
Oh, we're right on schedule. Can't quite get a reading on Admiral Benson, but Topper Harley's playing right into our hands. Here's his evaluation. Clear-cut case of paternal conflict syndrome.
Ah, yes, PCS. I saw an after-school special on that the other day. They're years away from the vaccine.
Every time I mention Buzz's name, Topper goes off. There's no way the unit will function, and I'll abort the mission.
The Navy's planes will seem inferior, and the President will come begging for my superfighter.
Best of all, nobody gets hurt.
Well done, Lieutenant Commander.
He hands the file back.
America can't afford to fall behind, Mr. Wilson. We need your plane.
This should be a good match. Both men work for Don King.
The fighter in black shorts pulls a punch and the fighter in red hits the deck. The compere grabs the mic.
Well, fans, that's it. Good night. I'm out of here.
In a bar.
The Striking One is proud to present the musical stylings of Lawrence Lips.
And now, what the world needs, thank you, is love. Thank you so much.
Standing round the pool table, the uniformed squadron watch Kent Gregory cue a ball off a cushion and into his trouser pocket. He notices the psychiatrist talking to Dead Meat Thompson at the bar.
Ramada?
She looks over.
Kent.
Ramada.
He flings his cue aside.
Qu'est-ce que je suis contente de te voir?
He spins her, flailing her handbag out to her side.
But darling, why didn't you call? I thought you were still in Brussels.
Oh, Kent, we were only hurting each other.
I thought that's the way you wanted it. Something's changed, hasn't it? It's not another woman, is it? I just couldn't compete with that.
No, of course you couldn't.
They go to the bar.
Well, what matters is that you're here. I'm here. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Wonderful. Just let me take care of something. I'll be right back.
Don't be long, mon amour.
Absolutely.
A tuxedoed pianist plays a grand piano. Standing on the lid, which is propped open at an angle, is Ramada, now wearing a sexy flowing red dress and with her long hair hanging in loose curls. She sings into a microphone. The lid closes.
And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
She drops off the piano.
He'll look at me and smile. I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word.
Wow.
A sailor's tongue rolls out.
Anybody here from out of town?
An Amish couple.
Welcome.
An Eskimo.
Nice to see you.
Topper strolls in wearing a white uniform.
Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday. Maybe now.
She drinks a woman's drink but keeps singing. Ramada spins round and smiles appreciatively when she sees it's now Topper on the piano. Kent frowns. Ramada strolls over to the piano, unwittingly whacking a guy in the face with her microphone as she goes.
We built a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above,
as she climbs on the piano, she crushes Topper's fingers.
And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. And so
Draped across the piano, Ramada's face is inches from Topper's. As they step down from the stage, Kent walks up and takes Ramada's arm.
Ramada?
Oh, no.
Well, if it isn't God's gift, the cockpit.
Kent, your nostrils are flaring.
That flying stunt today was pure madness. There wasn't a lady present. Tear you apart like Christmas goose.
Yeah? Keep it up, you'd be carrying your face home in a doggy bag.
What is this macho thing?
He started it.
Did not?
Did too.
Did not.
You're behaving like children.
He's being a jerk.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
R2222222222222. R2 times 10.
That's it.
Stop it.
Rumble!
Don't push me.
Rumble!
Everyone in the bar starts pushing and grabbing at everyone else. A woman smashes a chair over a man's head.
Stop it!
They freeze.
Can't you act like civilized human beings?
Smiling, everyone forgives each other. Ramada looks imploringly at Topper.
Listen, Kent and I have to talk, so please.
Be my guest.
With a boyish grin, Kent walks off with Ramada. He turns back and sticks his tongue out at Topper. Ramada glances back and shares a look with Topper.
Let's celebrate, honey. Hey, everybody. Drinks are on me.
Free beer!
Kent frowns as hordes of people surge towards the bar. People abseil down from the ceiling. Outside, Kent puts on his peaked cap and Ramada wraps a shawl around herself.
You haven't forgotten my offer, have you?
They face each other.
Little house in the country, white picket fence, stairmaster, the whole nine yards.
Kent, you're everything a woman could possibly want. But I'm just not ready for marriage. Not yet.
Well, I have to be getting back to the base. Tomorrow's an important flight. And you know how puffy my eyes get when I don't get enough rest.
They kiss each other's cheeks.
Good night.
Ramada watches Kent walk off. She turns round to find Topper facing her.
May I?
She smiles.
Shouldn't you be getting back to the base?
I suppose. I play life by the rules, but you know I don't.
All right, you can walk me to my apartment.
They walk side by side.
I shouldn't have gotten mad in the elevator today. Just when I want something that bad, I get all fired up.
Maybe that's why I worry so. Maybe more than I should. Something terrible could happen. You must...
He squashes her lips together.
But I...
Don't worry. Everything will be fine, I promise.
Boy, I hope so.
He lets go and they step up to a large colonial-style house. They face each other.
Well, this is it.
It's a nice place.
It's okay. The only problem is I have a nosy landlady.
They stare into each other's eyes.
Well, I guess this is good night.
I don't want to go back.
You don't have to. I don't want to be alone. And by the way, I can go all night like a lumberjack.
Topper raises his brows and follows Ramada.
What about your landlady?
You can do her too.
As Topper follows Ramada to her front door, he slips on a step. Inside, Topper opens the fridge and takes a handful of grapes. He looks round to see Ramada wearing white socks and a stripy nightshirt. Her hair hangs damp on her shoulders, and she's holding a towel.
So, I take it you've been with a man before.
I'm a virgin. I'm just not very good at it.
Topper swallows hard. Beside the open fridge, Topper, who's now wearing a white t-shirt, holds a red grape in front of Ramada's lush mouth. She tries to bite it, and he teasingly pulls it away. He puts it in her mouth, and she munches on it voraciously. Topper runs a strawberry down Ramada's nose, and she bites it out of his hand. Topper takes a pizza out of the fridge and rolls it up. Topper licks the edge of the pizza like it's an envelope, rolls it tight like a sausage, and offers it up to Ramada's mouth. She takes a big bite. Ramada, with her nightshirt open, revealing lacy knickers and bra, lies on the floor with her head on a pillow. Sitting beside her, Topper smiles wickedly as he rolls a stuffed green olive between his fingers above her smooth, velvety stomach. He pops it into her belly button. He puts his fingers on her belly and pushes. The olive flies up into Ramada's mouth. She sucks the pimento out. Topper runs an ice cube down her belly, lifts it up, and lets a drip fall into her belly button. Water from the ice cube sizzles and steams as Topper runs it around Ramada's belly button. He raises his eyebrows, then holds up an egg and a glass.
Yes, oh yes.
He cracks the egg onto her stomach and cooks it with a spatula alongside a couple of rashers of bacon, which he lays on either side of the egg.
Gee.
He bends down and kisses Ramada on the mouth. Military personnel charge onto the parade ground and trample the bugle boy. Sleepy Weasel's squadron emerge wearing green flight suits. Dead Meat bumps into Washout, who's in khaki.
Washout!
He barely looks at Dead Meat.
What are you doing? Get into your flight suit. We're ready to go up.
I just got kicked out of the unit. My flight status has been withdrawn. I'm through, Dead Meat.
What happened?
It's my eyes. I've got walleye vision.
Frowning, Dead Meat looks away.
Isn't there something that can be done?
Well, there's a delicate corneal inversion procedure, a multi-opto-pupiloptomy. But in order to keep from damaging the eye sockets, they've got to go in through the rectum.
Dead Meat's taken aback.
Ain't no man gonna take that route with me.
Dead Meat nods sympathetically.
Is Topper around? I'd like to say goodbye.
He didn't come back last night. I'm afraid he's AWOL. As soon as Block finds out, he's history.
But flying's his life. He's the best pilot in the world. We need him as much as he needs us.
Can't find my lucky gum. You have...
Washout runs off.
Washout?
A delivery boy chucks a newspaper onto Ramada's doorstep. The milkman delivers the milk the same way. Topper's next to Ramada in her bed, which has a painting of a lumberjack above it. He checks his watch.
Oh my God, I missed my flight.
He kisses her.
You're amazing.
She's sunk into the mattress. On the airfield.
Dead Meat!
A fresh-faced woman.
Mary!
She embraces Dead Meat.
Have you come to watch me fly? Oh,
there was a meltdown at the plant, so they gave me the afternoon off.
Oh, terrific.
A black cat runs by.
Oh, good news. We just closed escrow on our little dream house.
Wonderful. When do we move in?
Tuesday. I've got the kids stripping the asbestos off the pipes right now.
Oh, that's great. Things just couldn't be better for us. I'm so blessed.
Oh, your life insurance forms came for you to sign.
She gets them out of her handbag. Dead Meat takes the forms and a pen and goes to sign them.
Huh.
He shakes the pen.
I'll get another pen.
No need. I'll sign it when I get back.
Well, you know best.
Hey, honey, you know that global warming problem? I've discovered how we can reverse it.
Tell me.
No, not now, Lovey Bumpers. There'll be plenty of time for that later. And my investigation into the assassination of JFK?
You found the evidence you were looking for.
Yes, I have proof. It's right here in my pocket. It's big, honey. Really big. It goes all the way to the White House.
Do you want me to hold it for you?
No. Oh, it'll be safe right here. I'm in a jet. What could go wrong?
Oh, Dead Meat. We just couldn't be any more perfectly happy.
They kiss their fingers, blow them, and catch the kisses. The sergeant's checking off crew members on a list.
Where the hell is Topper?
Washout jogs past in Topper's gear.
Thanks for joining the party!
Hey, Topper! Hey, have you seen any of my lucky gum?
No.
In the control tower.
Freedom Squadron, start your engines.
God, that's loud. My ear canals are very sensitive. They're stainless steel. Took a bullet, Corregidor. Passed straight through. Here, look at this.
Benson shoves a hanky in his right ear and pulls it out of his left ear, then yanks it from side to side.
Huh?
The controller takes earplugs out of his ears.
We have these to hold down the sound, sir.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Benson pops them in his mouth and swallows them with water.
Let's hope they do the trick. Give me the mic, boy.
He bumps his head on it.
For the love of God, man, be careful. Those of you who excel during these aerial combat exercises will go on to make up the greatest fighting unit ever assembled.
A jet soars by close to the ground.
Topper, keep that nose up!
He's never done that before.
Block.
Red team leader, break off. Prepare to engage. Roger that.
Kent banks off with two other jets. Washout's wearing Topper's helmet.
Blue leader, prepare for action.
Roger that.
Washout slaps his helmet, trying to focus, and banks off sharply. In Dead Meat's sights is a video game character wearing camo gear who's jumping around.
I'm on at six. Moving in.
The character goes red.
I've got tone. Got him!
Dead Meat. Confirm kill.
On the airstrip, Dead Meat's wife Mary looks at the sky, smiling. Topper rolls up on his motorbike and gets off.
Dobson?
Yes?
Topper Harley.
Oh, Deadmate's talked about you. Oh, he thinks the world of you. But shouldn't you be up there flying with the squad?
Washout's gone completely cross-eyed. He flies up behind a duck.
I've got a lock. I'm close again. He spotted me. He's a slippery devil.
Washout sees double.
Topper, watch your right side! Jeez. I'm bailing out!
Having clunked up under Deadmeat, Washout ejects. His head pokes up through Deadmeat's floor.
Washout? What are you doing here?
There's no time to go into it.
Uh-oh.
Do me a favor. Don't land.
Washout hangs under the jet.
Get out of here. We're gonna crash.
I can't. I'm stuck.
But I must help you, my friend. Think well of me.
Deadmeat pushes Washout's head with his boot.
Thank you! Don't look.
Deadmeat's jet plummets. Washout floats down safely under his parachute. The wind catches it. Washout's pulled over. A paramedic's ambulance hurtles through the scrubland, followed by Topper on his bike. Unscathed, Deadmeat scrambles out of a smoldering crater. He turns to see the ambulance driving straight at him.
Oh man! Wendy, I can fly!
The ambulance shunts Deadmeat into the crater. Topper runs down and picks him up.
Topper. Easy, buddy.
The darnest thing just happened.
Hang on. Oh. Hang on, buddy.
Deadmeat's head banged on the ambulance doors.
I swing around this way.
Deadmeat stretches into the ambulance.
Oh. Let's go. One, two. In the door. Let's move it. Come on.
Let's move it.
Come on. The paramedics slam the doors on Deadmeat's head and drive off over boulders. The stretcher flies up in the air. Supplies cascade off shelves as the ambulance lollops along like a rodeo horse. Washout is dragged by his parachute down a flight of wooden steps. The ambulance passes, and the parachute gets caught on the rear bumper, dragging Washout along behind it. In the back of the ambulance, a medic and Topper are with Deadmeat.
Relax, buddy. We'll have you at the hospital in no time.
At the air station, the ambulance turns a corner. Washout swings round and knocks over two doctors.
Good morning!
The ambulance stops and Washout's thrown against the back doors.
Let's go, let's go!
Deadmeat's hoisted out.
Easy, easy, easy. Let's move!
Oh, what a ride.
Washout, you made it.
Why, thank you, Andre. I'll have the veal piccata.
He collapses. The medics stop with Deadmeat's head between the sliding doors.
Oh, don't forget the cardio readout I did on.
Where is it?
Hey, fellas!
Inside there on the left.
I can't find it!
Deadmeat's wheeled along a corridor.
Doctor, what happened? Plane crash.
The doctor checks his watch.
I gotta work fast. I got a lunch.
I think you're missing the big picture here, Doc.
Nurse, check his penis. Is it longer than mine?
No, Doctor.
Good. Now this is gonna hurt.
He bites Deadmeat's nose.
Nurse, give me 15 cc's of morphine, quickly.
She injects the doctor.
You think you can save him?
Can't be sure. I'm not a very good doctor. That's good. Thank you, nurse. You'll have to wait here.
You gonna be all right, buddy?
I'm in a hospital. What could go wrong?
At a cemetery, officers in white uniforms congregate by floral tributes arranged beside a coffin raised on a pedestal. Topper steps up to Mary, who's dressed in black.
I know you must hate me right now, but something I want you to have. I've been putting a little away for the past 10 years. It's not much, $2,500. I wish I could do more.
What? Topper? That's so sweet.
She takes the ragged envelope.
Why, with the $3 million that I won on this lucky lotto ticket, I can take this $2,500 and just blow it all on hats.
Topper looks away and frowns. An honor guard stands on a bridge.
Right. And halt.
The squadron stands behind Mary, who sits by the coffin. Ramada sits beside her and finds a chihuahua on her seat. Admiral Benson stands in front of a lectern on a podium.
Pete, Deadmeat Thompson is dead. So is Mo Green, Titalia, Barzini, the heads of all the five families. It is at moments like these, my dear friends, we must ask ourselves, how can this not be part of some larger plan? Do good men like Deadmeat Thompson just blink out one day like a bad bulb? I mean, one minute you're in bed with a knockout gal or guy, and the next you're a compost heap.
A limo pulls up.
I never thought something like this could happen. Don't we have what we need now, Mr. Wilson? This should be enough to prove that our planes need to be replaced.
No, those planes have to fail in combat for the world to take notice. This is a minor incident.
Minor? I just lost one of my best men.
a bespectacled man.
Are you backing out on this block? I'm doing this for my country, not for you.
Uniformed Block glares at the bespectacled man and gets out of the limo. Mr. Wilson frowns.
We'll need the backup plan.
The honor guard fire rifles in the air.
Cover, people! Take cover!
Benson pulls out a gun.
Cover me.
Benson grabs Mary and hides behind the coffin. He fires on the honor guard, then pulls up the coffin lid for cover. He shoots a tombstone and tosses a grenade.
God, I love a good funeral.
Mary clings onto Benson. Topper rides up to Ramada's house. Wearing a welder's mask, Ramada's in her lounge, angle grinding an abstract steel sculpture. She lifts up her mask and sees Topper through the blinds. Topper steps up to the front door, stops for a moment, then turns and walks down the steps. Ramada throws off her mask and runs out.
I'm handing in my resignation. You were right, you said I was dangerous, and I am.
Topper, wait. Please, let's talk.
They stroll along a sandy beach together.
They're right. I'm no better than my father. Seems no matter what I do, I end up hurting someone.
He skims a stone and it capsizes a canoeist.
You've got to stop comparing yourself with your father. You're two different people.
Both killed a man.
That's just a coincidence.
He loved jets, so do I. He was a loner, just like me. For God's sakes, I've even got my father's eyes.
In a box.
Topper, please.
They're just for luck.
You got to make your own luck. You've got to get back in the sky and prove yourself. Besides, there's something else. After our first meeting in my office, I sent my evaluation to Commander Block. I recommended you be grounded. I was afraid someone might get hurt.
What are you saying?
I think someone wants Sleepy Weasel to fail.
That's heavy.
Totally. That's the other reason why you need to fly. Topper, this could well be your only opportunity to save the mission and solve your personal problems, all in one fell swoop.
Kent watches the pair through a telescope. With a malignant pout, he lowers the telescope and slides it shut. Benson, standing at his office window holding a mug, sitting by his desk is a secretary.
I read her back to me, Francine.
She reads from a notepad.
And if you ever put your goddamn hands on my wife again, I will...
Commander Block.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Oh, Blank, come on in. Been expecting someone. That'll be all, Francine.
Yes, sir.
Benson drinks from his mug and it covers his nose and mouth in chocolate. He splatters Block when he talks.
Pudding?
No, thank you, sir.
I'll put this to you straight, Colonel. Thompson's death was a shock to us all, and that hotshot Harley is responsible. Now I want that smirking little wise-ass out of here.
He turns to a painting of an airbase.
The morale in this base is shot to hell. Just look out there.
He points at the painting.
Quiet. Now, hardly a man moving. Roy? Roy! Huh? I even went to school with that man. He's just not the same. Been ignoring me all day. Remind me to send him a note.
Sir, may I say something?
Benson nods.
I have no doubt that Harley acted irresponsibly, but his kind lives on the edge, always willing to take a chance. Now we need Topper for this mission for just that reason.
Benson takes a carrot from a cigarette case and chomps it.
I like your thinking, Colonel. Besides, didn't mean Thompson wasn't all that good a pilot anyway. He only had a small family. The kids are a pain in the ass. The wife's on the sauce, hell. Poor bastard, better off dead. What size shoes do you have?
A 9, sir.
Good. It's settled then. We'll send Harry to the front. Oh, by the way, I want to thank you for having us over to dinner the other night. Cheryl and I thought the stroganoff was marvelous.
But, sir, we didn't have dinner the other night.
Really? Where the hell was I? And who's this Cheryl? Ah, doesn't matter. Run along, Sid.
Bemused, Block walks out the door.
Cheryl.
He bites his carrot. Kent's outside Ramada's house holding a silver-lidded dish.
Kent?
Ramada and Topper run up to Kent, who's wearing his khaki uniform.
I came to get my chafing dish. Our orders just came through. We're shipping out in 1 hour. Are you coming along this time?
The chafing dish is not yours.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Okay, I don't want it.
Just take it.
I'll take it.
You stay out of it.
This is not the time or place, but I've got a big score to settle with you, my friend.
He lowers his eyes.
Excuse me.
Topper and Ramada watch Kent proudly walk away. Ramada turns to Topper.
I've hurt him. Topper. Topper, you better go. I have to think.
No, I don't. I've fallen for you like a blind roofer.
I'm sorry?
My heart is falling down around my ankles like a wet pair of pants. My whole life, all I've wanted to do is fly. Bomb stuff, shoot people down. But we've been through so much together. Ramona, I need you. I want you.
Topper sings.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you.
Topper remembers Ramona doing a somersault off the tree.
Can make the darkness bright.
Wow.
Only
Topper remembers seeing Ramada bending down by the filing cabinet in her office, then lying beside her and popping an olive out of her belly button into her mouth.
And fill my heart with love for
in a boxing ring, compares hold out microphones for a battered and bloody Topper.
Topper!
Ramada climbs into the ring.
I love you!
I love you!
They hug each other. In a grand house, Topper's dressed as Rhett Butler and Ramada's Scarlett O'Hara.
It's not that easy, Ramada.
At the bottom of a staircase, he kisses her hard.
This is one night you're not turning me out.
Topper, with slicked back hair and a pencil moustache, picks Ramada, who's wearing a flouncy red dress, up in his arms and carries her to the top of the stairs. Topper loses his balance and they roll down the stairs together. Next, Ramada is Lois Lane in a flowing gown, and Topper's Superman in blue tights, red pants, and red cape. On his chest is a big T. Hand in hand, the pair fly through the starry night sky above New York. A white dove lands on Topper's finger. He draws the dove towards Ramada, who gently strokes it, then looks longingly at Topper. Topper reaches out, as if to set the dove free. Ramada gazes ahead in wonderment. Topper looks at the dove, whose claws are still wrapped around his finger. He shakes it violently.
You're my dream come true, my one.
Topper flings the dove aside, grins at Ramada, and they fly off together. Outside the house, Ramada's standing cheek to cheek with Topper. They turn to face each other.
Topper, I'm so confused. I need time alone.
Ramada runs up to her house. Topper walks off with a heavy frown. A caption, somewhere in the Mediterranean. The prow of a vast light grey aircraft carrier cuts through the water. Black letters on the side read, SSSS, spelt E-double-S-E-double-S. A chopper lands and Admiral Benson gets out. A grey-haired officer runs over and shakes Benson's hand.
Admiral Benson! Really? That's my name too!
Block's leading the squadron.
Yankee Doodle Floppy Disk, this is Foxtrot Zulu Milkshake, checking in to 700 feet. Request permission to land.
Roger that, Foxtrot Zulu Milkshake. You are clear to land. Welcome to the Mediterranean.
Watch out, is that you?
You bet. They put me in charge of radar. From now on, I'll be your eyes on the ground.
Wearing very thick glasses.
All crews, report to the flight deck. All crews, report to the flight deck.
A safety net springs up at the end of the flight deck. A landing marshal waves white paddles. A jet lands, is caught by a cable across the flight deck, and the pilot bangs his head. Guiding another jet in, the marshal falls overboard. Another jet lands and the female pilot, Kowalski, lurches forwards. She rips off her mask. The lower part of her face is stretched into the shape of the mask, so now she looks more like a dog than a human. A pilot puts coins in a meter. Another unloads bags of shopping from his jet. A third parks in a bay with a disabled sign painted on it. An irate man in a wheelchair wheels himself over and throws out his hands at the pilot.
Have you no decency?
Kent pulls off his Stars and Stripes helmet and shakes out a set of curlers. Topper emerges from his cockpit. Up on a gantry, Admiral Benson smiles and slaps his chest.
The open sea. Oh God, wish I could smell. I had my nostrils fried with Parmesan.
Admiral Benson!
He looks down some steps.
I want you to meet Mr. Wilson and Mr. Rosner from Rockman Aviation. They'll be observing the operation.
Oh, yes, of course.
Benson falls down the steps.
Okay, I'm all right, no problem. I slipped in the crab. Who put that crab there?
Crab? I didn't see any crab.
Don't tell me. There were two crabs. They work in pairs.
From the Pentagon, sir. We just decoded it.
Oh, good. Here, help me with this. My eyes are ceramic. A bazooka round, a little bigger one. Or was it Okinawa? The one without the Indians.
It's the final orders. We strike tomorrow at 0600.
Excellent. Wake me up at 0530.
Wilson and Rosner, the men who blocked Met in the limo at Deadmeat's funeral, share a look. A mechanic working on a jet's air intake glances over at the pair. Wilson touches his forearm, his chest, his ear, and his nose. The mechanic checks the coast clear and cuts a bunch of wires. Rosner and Wilson coolly walk away. Next morning, the SSSS is silhouetted against a golden sunrise. Sleepy Weasel Squadron assemble in the briefing room. Kent swaggers up to Topper.
Get out of your flight suit, mister. You're not going anywhere.
What are you talking about?
This mission is too risky and too important that you screwed up. You're not flying with us.
M2.
Our nut.
M2.
Ooh. All right, mister, let's go at it.
Let's do it.
The guys and Kowalski gather round Topper and Kent, who put on gun shields and raise their fists. The pair shadowbox inches away from each other. Topper bends his ear. Kent lunges. Topper punches him on the jaw.
Attention on deck!
Locke and Benson.
Be seated.
They sit. Benson stands in front of a whiteboard and a map.
Well, gentlemen, we've waited a long time to hear this. In exactly 5 hours and 17 minutes, we hit the enemy toast.
I think that's the enemy coast, sir.
Huh? Coast?
Benson frowns at Block.
It'll take a little more planning, but it doesn't matter. Now, our assignment is to knock out the nuclear weapons plant at Falafel Heights. Plant goes online in 12 hours and is heavily defended. Now, if you have trouble hitting your objective, your secondary targets are here and here. An accordion factory and a mime school. Good luck, gentlemen. Blink, take over.
As he goes, a man carrying a pipe bumps into him.
Oh, there's one more thing. Never mind, I'll get that. It's probably for me.
Block closes the door and steps gravely up to the front.
Our sortie will proceed as planned. I want Topper Harley leading our squadron into battle.
What?
Clean-cut Kent stands up.
Lieutenant Commander, sir. It's nothing personal. I know I speak for every man here. We've lost all respect for Harley. He's poisoned for morale of the unit and a disaster to the success of this mission.
You're out of line, Gregory. You'll obey orders and like it. Now get to your planes.
Frowning heavily, Kent rubs his cheek with the back of his right hand. Topper frowns quizzically. As the squadron walk out, he steps up to Block.
Sir? What is it, Mr. Harley?
I hope I'm wrong about this.
And what would that be?
Nobody likes playing for a coach who throws the big game.
Topper, that's enough.
I think you get my point, sir. I just hope you're playing straight with us.
Block thinks on this as Topper walks away. Sleepy Weasel Squadron stand on a platform that rises level with the flight deck. Topper gives a ticket to a parking valet, who gets a set of keys for him. Kowalski sits in her cockpit and puts on her helmet. As a blonde-haired pilot sits in his cockpit, he pulls out a chihuahua. He hands the dog to a crew member. Kent puts on his helmet. Wilson shares a look with a crewman wearing green. In the control room, washouts on the radio.
Alpha, Velveeta, Knuckle, Underwear, you are cleared for takeoff. When you hit that nuclear weapons plant, drop a bomb for me.
Sphincter, mucus liner, ringworm, roger.
Block's cockpit canopy closes. Flames lick around the afterburner. A crewman checks the undercarriage. Another gives the all clear. Block salutes and propels his jet along the flight deck. Block shoots off the end of the flight deck, closely followed by Kowalski. A man does flick-flacks across the flight deck. A small dog runs along after one of the jets. A bullfighter steps aside. Kent gives the thumbs up and speeds down the runway. A ramp rises. A crewman puts on goggles and waves a spanner at Topper. Topper speeds away, leaving a trail of flames, which toast the crewman. He drops his spanner and jumps in the sea. Benson's with an officer watching from a viewing platform. A blast of air whips off Benson's cap. Benson stares after his cap.
Holy cow! My cap blew off! Swing around, we'll pick it up!
But sir, we're on the mission!
Good thinking. Yeah, we'll pick it up on the way back. We gotta mark the spot, though. Put Rabinowitz in a life raft, have him row in circles until we return.
It could be days.
Then put some food in the life raft. For God's sake, man, do I have to think of everything? We'll tape his favorite shows. He won't miss anything.
Sir, there's no time.
Okay, okay. How can I be an admiral without my cap? Out there somewhere all alone, I'm here powerless to do anything about it.
We're entering enemy airspace.
In the control room, Washout's sitting at a radar screen.
Sir, it appears we have unidentified radar contacts. Looks like enemy aircraft at 12 o'clock.
Really? 12 o'clock? Well, that gives us about 25 minutes. I think I'll step out for a burger.
Above a mountainous landscape, six black fighter jets with white undersides bank off. They appear as green dots on Washout's screen.
Sir, there are six of them. Bearing 215, range 150 miles.
He sneezes. He stares in horror.
My God, a dozen more of them. And a blimp, a big, shiny blimp, and it's slowly moving south!
Block, have you got a tally on the bandits?
Roger that, I got them. All right, assume combat spread. Attack formation, Delta Niner. Topper in the lead. Just like your old man, son. Old Boss Harley would be proud of you, Topper.
Topper anxiously unclips his mask.
He's the type of guy that could end up killing every man in this outfit.
He's poisoned from morale of the unit.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Kent.
Topper, what are you doing?
He's frozen. Topper's no good to us.
Block.
Abort the mission. Abort the mission. Return to mother.
In the control room, Wilson and Rosner share a smile. The black jets close in.
We can't. They're all over us.
Names on three of the enemy pilots' dark visors read Baklava, Pitta, and Humus, who has a photo of a belly dancer and a donkey on his dashboard. A jet swoops past Kent.
Damn it! All right, engage, engage!
I've got a bogey at 12 o'clock!
Humphrey Bogart, Baba Ganoush.
Martich, Pitta!
I got two on my tail! Kowalski, get him off me!
Kowalski gets couscous in her sights.
Locked up! Box two!
Ah, shish kabab!
She fires a missile.
My engine's cut out. I'm losing power.
Locke frantically presses a button.
My cannons won't fire. What's going on?
Kent looks round.
I've got two bandits on my six.
Two jets surround Kent with streams of fire. Locke keeps ahead.
This is insane. Wilson and Rosner. It was them, wasn't it? They said nobody was going to get hurt.
Locke, call your men back.
Yeah, like hell I will. I got the best pilot in the world up here. Topper, do you read me?
I was there 20 years ago. I was there with your father and Mailman Farnham. I was an eyewitness. You gotta listen to me, Topper. What they told you about your dad is all wrong.
Eject, Mailman. Eject!
A flashback.
I can't. My seat's jammed. Nothing works. Stay calm! My harness is malfunctioning. I'll get it!
Buzz climbs back to help Mailman.
Buzz! The nose! The nose!
Potter is flacking off. As the jet plummets, Buzz climbs onto the nose.
Come on! Hurry!
Buzz staple guns the loose flap back in place.
Get the ladder! It'll be okay!
Sitting on the nose, Buzz turns back to Mailman.
Wow, that was sure close! Buzz! Get back here!
Buzz loses his grip and flies backwards, landing astride the tailplane. Gritting his teeth, he waves. The wing cracks.
Buzz! The wing! The wing! Hurry!
Buzz staggers along the fuselage.
What are you on a break? Hurry! I'm here!
He steps in some gum.
Hey, whose gum is this? Oh, for God's sake, not now!
Buzz falls into the cockpit, crawls out an air intake, and grabs onto the wing.
Got it! Hold on! We'll bring this baby down!
Stop squirming!
Hang on!
Mailman holds Buzz's feet. He stretches.
Those are my socks!
Buzz falls.
Get back here!
Your father did everything humanly possible to save Mailman's life. You should be proud, son. Buzz Harley is a true American hero.
Back to the present, Topper smiles to himself. Block takes a hit.
I'm hit!
Block, are you all right?
Yes! Give him hell!
Got it. This is for you, Dad.
Topper closes in on the fighters behind Kent.
They're on my tail!
I'm with you, buddy.
He flies up behind two fighters.
Hang in there.
He presses a button on his joystick.
My guts are jammed.
Kent looks back.
They got tune on me!
Looks like I'm gonna have to do it the hard way.
Topper flies just above the enemy jets.
Anybody home?
He batters the cockpits with his wings.
It fell for that one.
Kent looks up.
Topper, 3 bandits, 12 o'clock.
I'm on them. They're all mine.
Topper flies up between Tabouli and Couscous.
Here we go, loop de loop.
Couscous!
Make sure I'm here! And libera!
Learn this one from Paula Abdul.
He wiggles his joystick and his jet spins like a frisbee, then loops the loop. The baddies get confused and crash into each other.
Oldest trick in the book.
3 black fighters bank off after Topper, who flies low over mountains. Topper glances back.
Catch me if you can, guys. There's an old Buzz Harley move.
He hits the brake, then reappears behind the baddies.
Oh, boys.
He flies up behind them.
I'm on their tails. I've got them now.
He turns his jet onto its side, flies up between them, and waves.
Hey, buddy.
Allahu Akbar!
The enemy fighters split off and retreat.
It looks like they're bugging out.
He looks from side to side, then ahead. His eyes widen. Topper does an abrupt about turn and shoots off in the opposite direction. 5 black jets pursue him. He heads towards a bank of clouds.
Saved by the clouds. Come on in, boys.
Shlovak, shlovak, shlovak.
A little hide and seek.
Tayat and Tabouli.
Tabouli and Kebob fly up next to Topper, who pulls on his power control.
See you later, guys.
Topper hangs back.
This could be the end of a beautiful friendship.
They crash into a mountain range. Topper flies through a gap.
Pepper, look out!
A remaining jet fires 2 missiles.
I got 2 heat-seeking missiles on my tail. Block, Kent, Kowalski, get the hell out of here. Get back to the ship. I got me a nuclear weapons plant to wax.
You're committing suicide.
Do as he says!
As Topper sweeps round, the rockets turn abruptly.
We are getting close. Missiles, still with me, come on.
Flying over sun-baked desert, Topper passes a sign. Food, lodging, nuclear power plant, 10 miles.
If I can't lose them, I'll use them.
A large complex of buildings lays ahead.
The mother of all targets.
Saddam Hussein's relaxing by a pool. Topper flies over him.
Sayonara, Saddam.
Topper flicks a switch and a bomb drops into Saddam's lap. The rockets hit the power plant, blowing it sky high.
Come in. Are you all right? Topper, acknowledge, acknowledge.
Topper, do you read?
Topper, are you all right?
On the aircraft carrier's flight deck, a number of ground crew and technicians are assembled, plus a Dalmatian. A technician points up, so does Benson.
There they are.
A jet descends towards the crowd on the landing strip.
We're landing, do you want to get out of the way?
Seeing the jet's rapid descent, the crowd run for it. The grey jets come into land. Kent's cockpit canopy rises, and he takes off his helmet. Crewmen run over, and he looks up.
Where is Topper?
Lost contact!
Kowalski and the rest of Sleepy Weasel Squadron look up to the pale blue sky dappled with clouds.
There he is!
Pyrex Pickle Blowfish, permission to land.
In the control room, Washout cries tears of joy.
You guys are gonna have to talk me down, I got some damage.
Wait, hold it, hold it! Okay, Topper. Ease her in.
Landing gear's frozen.
Looking good.
Lost my radar.
A little more power now.
I'm out of fuel.
Right for lineup.
Lost a wing.
Doing fine.
There goes the other one.
Okay, Topper. Call the ball.
Touching down.
Minus tail, nose, and wings, the blackened shell hits the deck. The cockpit opens. Topper punches the air with his helmet and high-fives the crew. Benson shakes Washout's hand. Kent topples backwards out of his cockpit. Washout and Benson head outside. Kowalski runs over to Topper.
You're quite a guy.
So are you.
Hey, Washout!
Oh, Topper.
Washout takes off his glasses and runs straight past Topper. Smiling, Kent points.
You.
Topper points back.
You.
With a pally grin, they hug each other.
I got one question for you.
Shoot.
What is a chafing dish for?
Why, it's a traditional serving piece used at cocktail parties and brunches for keeping food warm.
I thought that was a crock pot.
No, no, no. That's for cooking all day. A chafing dish.
They walk through the cheering crewmen, high-fiving as they go.
Hey, Topper Harley, now that you've killed the bad guy and made the world safe for democracy, what are you going to do to cash in on your newfound fame?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah! A man gives Topper some cash. blocks on a stretcher next to a thick-set man with a blood transfusion tube between them.
Very fortunate, Commander Block. This man has your blood type.
Topper walks over.
Don't worry, sir. After this transfusion, you're gonna be just fine.
I've only seen heroism like that one other time. Maybe you know the pilot. Leland Buzz Harley.
Topper gazes off.
I've been carrying this secret around for 20 years. I never spoke up. I wanted him to fail. I wanted to be number one. And I was in love with your mother.
It's not important now, sir. Please, save your strength for your court-martial.
Oh, Topper, you had me pegged right. I was throwing a big game.
The man beside Block deflates.
I really thought we needed that other airplane. Now I realize that American planes will always be superior as long as there are wonderful men like you in the cockpit with German parts.
I know you think it was me,
but it was Wilson and Rosner who sabotaged the jets. They played me like a two-bit piccolo.
As Block stretches onto a chopper, his tube comes out, spurting blood everywhere. Rosner runs. Topper shifts a lever and the landing net springs up, catching Rosner, then catapulting him into the air. On a higher deck, Benson spots Wilson.
Oh, no, you don't.
Benson jumps down.
Admiral,
you dare call yourself an American? Well, that gets my panties in a bunch. It's scum like you that put a taint in our military.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hell, I don't. You risk the lives of some damn fine pilots.
Wilson tries to run.
Well, that's my job.
Benson punches Wilson, sending him tumbling down some steps into a dentist chair. A bald dentist turns to him.
Is it safe?
He drills into Wilson's teeth. As the sun sets, spreading a pink haze across the horizon, a thoughtful Topper stands up on deck. Out of his pocket, he produces the black oval box that he keeps his dad's eyes in. He opens up the box and regards the white spheres with murky green irises for a moment, then looks into the distance and snaps the box shut. Topper hurls the box into the sea. Next morning, a hero's welcome awaits the SSSS. Which glides towards a quayside, lined with well-wishers. In their white dress uniforms, Benson and the grey-haired officer wave to the hordes.
I think I'm wearing your pants.
A banner reads, Welcome Home Banner. Watching is a bearded man who's holding some candy floss and a little girl. The girl bites the long beard. Looking down from the ship, Topper, also in white uniform, sees Ramada. He waves his arms and the crowd copy him. Seeing Kent sweep Ramada off her feet and spin her round, Topper frowns, drops his hands and walks away.
You're okay.
Ramada, you must put me out of your mind. There's a certain flyboy aboard that ship that needs you far more than I.
She pulls away.
You must forget me.
No problem. I will.
Please, not a tear. Don't look back. That's my brave girl.
Ramada pushes past lots of sailors.
As long as I have me, I'll survive.
She knocks a sailor off the gangplank. Walking across the flight deck, Topper points a gadget at a jet and presses it. The cockpit canopy opens up. Wearing a flowery dress, Ramada desperately runs up some steps. Reaching the flight deck, she sees Topper taxi past her in the jet.
Topper.
Ramada runs to her stallion, vaults onto him, and gallops after the jet. Not hearing, Topper takes off.
Topper!
Ramada stares desperately at the sky. At the Indian reservation, buffalo gallop through the scrub. Topper, wearing his leather biker jacket, rolls up on his motorbike and parks. Grey-haired Awatana is sitting peacefully in his teepee. Topper comes in and holds up a four-pack of AA batteries.
Awatana, Latoya, Tito, Germaine.
Subtitles, I got your batteries. Topper hands them to Awatana, who replies, It's about bloody time. Topper sighs. Awatana continues, So, who won?
Rami, Ganesh?
Minatrista.
We did.
Mishtaka. Wawatosa. Hershiser.
I fell in love with a woman, but she threw me a curve. Wearing a buckskin dress, a beaded headband, and fluffy pink bunny slippers, Ramada emerges. She and Topper share a longing look.
Ramada.
Once, perhaps. Now I'm called Wawatukina.
What does it mean?
Little sizzling belly.
She holds up two rashers of streaky bacon. Topper holds up two T-bone steaks, and Ramada drops her bacon. Topper drops his steaks. With a contented smile, Topper steps closer to Ramada, who wraps her arms around him. The lovers kiss hungrily. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers. Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms. Know the magic of her charm because I want to. And stay with us on 5. Harrison Ford is a man wrongly accused of murder, and Tommy Lee Jones, the lawman, trying to track him down at all costs in the fast-moving thriller The Fugitive. That's coming up in just a moment on 5.